We continue with Mishnah Bura, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Siman Shin Gid Ches, Din HaMavashal B'Shabbos. Sif Aleph, says the Mechaber, HaMavashal B'Shabbos, if one cooks on Shabbos, the Rama adds, Osha Asa Achas Mishar Malachos. This applies to all other Malachos as well. B'Mezid, if the Malacha was done intentionally, Aser Lo La'olam, the person who performed the Malacha cannot benefit from that Malacha forever. V'lacherim mutar l'motzai Shabbos miyad. And other people are allowed to benefit from it after Shabbos immediately. U'bishogeg aser bo bayom gam la'acherim. If the Malacha was done unintentionally, accidentally, then for that person it is prohibited on that day, and others are also not allowed to benefit from that day. V'la'erev mutar gam lo miyad, and everybody is allowed to benefit from it immediately after Shabbos. So in terms of shogeg, the person who it was done for, and everyone else are equal in the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah begins by giving us some halachos in terms of this malacha of cooking. It does not only apply to food, it applies to any time you soften something, such as heating up metal, which softens it, or heating it up such that it gets red hot like a coal, that is going to be prohibited as well. If you heat up a clay adama, clay or something of that nature, and you create it, you make it into cheres, that would also be prohibited. The same thing is true if you put a piece of wood in a fire and it dries it out. That is also going to be prohibited because of bishul. Then the Mishnah Berurah gets into exactly what this prohibition of Maisa Shabbos is, of not being allowed to benefit from a malacha which was done on Shabbos. There is a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that b'mezid, for the person himself, it's aser la'olam, and for others, it's aser until after Shabbos, and b'shogeg, both of them, it's aser only until after Shabbos. Well, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bir Hagra, who disagrees, and says like the Tosfos, who paskins like Rabbi Meir, which holds that if the act was done intentionally, it was done b'mezid, then it is prohibited for the person and others until after Shabbos, and if it was done b'shogeg, then it is permissible for everyone to benefit, even on Shabbos itself. And says the Mishnah Berurah, b'makom hatzorech, in a case of need, it is permissible to rely on this Ber Hagra, such that a Maisa Shabbos, which was done b'shogeg, is going to be permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes another rule from the Prima Gadim, which is, any time there is a machlokes about a din, whether it is usser, Mishum Bishul or not. Anytime there's a machlokes whether a malacha was usser or not, so there's a suffix whether a malacha was performed, there are those who hold it's prohibited, those who hold it was permissible, then b'dieved, one can benefit from that malacha which was done. The Prima Gadim says the reason is, since this whole prohibition of Maisa Shabbos is an Issa Durabanan, is a Knas Mi Durabanan, Suffik Durabanan Lakula, and we can be Makil when we're not sure whether it was actually usser or not. Others explain this din differently and say it's not because of Suffik Durabanan Lakula, but rather the Chachamim only made the Knas in a case of Vada, where we knew that you performed the Malacha. There is no Knas on a Suffik. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes another important rule from the Be'er Hagra, that anytime you have a Malacha Durabanan, which was done on Shabbos, benefiting from the Maisa Shabbos Mi Durabanan, the Be'er Hagra says that that as well is going to be permissible Bishogig B'Dieved. And that is going to be true, apparently, even not a Makom Tzorech. So the Gra would say, if it's an Isser Doraisa Bishogig, you could be Mekil in a Makom Tzorech. And if it's an Isser Durabanan, the Mishnah Berurah says you could be Mekil even if it's not a Makom Tzorech. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes from Mangin Avraham, who says that the pot which you cooked in is also going to be prohibited because it now has a blia, it has some taste of the Isser, of the fact that it was cooked on Shabbos, used to cook on Shabbos, where others disagree and say that it is not usser in the chefza, there is no object which is prohibited, rather it is just a knas, a fine on the person himself. Some may ask, why is there no need to wait b'chdei sheyasu, like we find by benefiting from a malacha which was done by a non-Jew, that you need to wait after Shabbos the time that it would have taken to do that malacha after Shabbos? The Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason for that is because we're afraid you might come to ask the non-Jew to do it on Shabbos. But since there is no concern that you will come to ask a Jew to do it, or that the Jew would actually do it for you, because why would he perform a malacha, perform an avera for your benefit, so therefore there is no concept of b'chdei sheyasu when it comes to the actions of a Jew. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes from Magen Avraham that if the Maisa Shabbos, the item which was made on Shabbos got mixed in with other mutter objects, we will not say it is batel because it is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, since it will become permissible after Shabbos.